Back, everybody. It's another episode of Your Favorite Cousins. We are back with another tantalizing episode of your favorite podcast. Just so you remember, I'm Cousin Lee. We have Cousin
Sean is here. Hello, hello.
And Cousin.
Hey, my check. 1, 2, 1, 2. No. What's my deal here?
Boy, yes, I gotta do it every boy. Time. I'm here.
Oh boy. Time. All right. So hope you had a good week. Don't forget to send us your comments on last week's episode. And if you have any comments for this week, our email address is yourfavoritecousins@gmail.com. All right, so let's get into our first topic of the evening.
Okay, so first topic of the evening, we're going to talk about dating younger. So I brought this conversation to the table because I was having a conversation with some friends of mine about being a certain age and dating younger. So, you know, what do you guys think about that? So I'll tell you my thoughts on it. So I'm like, you know, I'm past my mid-30s. And so, I have been approached by a couple guys that are significantly younger than me. We're talking like 8 years to 10 years younger than me. And most of them seem pretty mature for the most part. And when I say mature, meaning you don't come off on me as someone who is trying to play around. But, you know, you might work. He's a hardworking guy, kind of has things in order, kind of, you know, owns a home or lives alone. So they seem to be pretty stable. But I have an issue with age gaps because I am typically a person that dates older than myself. And my experience has been to date older. So when someone younger than me, I usually, just in theory, I don't usually go more than maybe 2 or 3 years younger than myself. But we're talking 8 to 10 years younger. That makes me a little skittish. And I'm just like, we don't have anything in common. So a friend of mine was talking about how, you know, when you get a certain age and how the current dating pool is and how the dating scene is right now, you know, truth is we tired and options are few. So what do you do? Do you go outside your box and date someone that's younger than yourself just to get the love that you want? Or do you hold out and continue what you're expecting? I do believe that sometimes you got to do what you haven't done before to get what you want. But at the same time, you know, I can't speak for anybody else. So speaking for myself, it is something I struggle with, and I'm very transparent about that. And I've been transparent about that with any guy that's been significantly younger than me as the reason why I'm so hesitant. And usually I find that it's because we don't have a lot in common to talk about. And my friend pointed out to me that that might not be an age thing, but just a personality thing.
Right, right.
So, right. But I always bring it back in my mind to the age thing. So to me, I feel like, hey, how you haven't even lived as long as I have.
Right.
And not that I've lived, an extremely long point of time here. I'm still very young. But, you know, it's hard. You know, I don't see myself being serious with someone who is 8 to 10 years younger than myself.
Right.
What do you guys think about that?
Listen here, Stella.
And for that reason alone, right there, don't call me Stella.
Stella got her groove back.
I don't got
yes.
I ain't got no groove.
Shaking her rump all up and down Jamaica. Nah. If you find somebody that you grooving with and you vibing with and that you like, then you go out, get you some Nutriburst and some One-A-Days, and y'all go ahead and have yourself a good time. Because, like, look, it might not be, I don't think it's necessarily an age thing, like you said. It could be a maturity thing with some people, because sometimes, you know, some 25-year-olds don't have the same maturity level as other 25-year-olds. I'm just saying, as long as you can buy me a drink and you can get in the bar, then we can hang out. But if you can't even go out and get me a pack, not that I smoke, if you can't go out and buy a pack of cigarettes, then we don't have nothing to talk about, because that's a little bit too young for me.
Right.
But if you can't get into the bar, or if you're license says still says
listen, if your license
is this vertical,
yes, in the state of Pennsylvania, our licenses are vertical and horizontal. If your license is vertical, then I don't
can't do this.
Why is your license still vertical? Oh, it go horizontal next year. What?
Oh, yeah, we're hitting me next year.
Okay. Let me talk to your daddy or your uncle if you're
where your daddy at?
But so 2 years ago, I was at a networking event and I met this guy, and he was 27 at the time. And he said something like, well, you know, people our age. And I looked at him, I said, what? Who? Where? I said, sweetheart, I'm not your age. And he said, oh, well, what are you, like 32? I'm only 27. And I was like, nope, I'm not even in that age bracket. And he was like, well, it doesn't even matter. I still want your number.
Ooh, and I was like, good melanin, girl.
Okay. You know, so melanin. We did go out on a couple of dates and we hung out for just a couple of months. It didn't really work out for other reasons because he had some other issues. But, you know, like it was okay. It was cool. And he was real mature. He had his master's degrees and he was working on some other stuff. And he had a good job and he liked to travel. So it was like we had a lot of things in common. You know, so it wasn't, in that sense, it like the age never played an issue because he was well educated and we could have good conversation and, you know, we had a lot of similarities. It was just other factors that didn't allow the relationship to continue. So it really depends on the individual. Like, you know, and he was bald. So it was like when we went out, it was like he didn't have a lick hair. So nobody would believe that he was younger than me because he had gray hair and was bald headed. So like it really depends on, you know, whatever. Like nobody would have ever believed if I told them, you know, like, oh, we were not even in the same age bracket because his, you know, he just looked older and he acted older and so. It was what it was. So I mean, I don't really care too much as long as it's not like gonna be a factor in the long run. You know?
Well, I'm glad you said that. So that leads to the next point. So as a person, as women, we have these biological clocks and things, and you know, we get to a certain age, you know. We run out of time for certain things. So when you're dating someone younger, and this is something that I think about as well, because I can meet someone now and have fun and kiki and hang out and kick it or whatever. But at some point, you know, when you start thinking more serious and it's like, okay, if we're going to be serious with each other, we expect things when we're of a certain age as women for things to progress at a certain rate. So it's like, if you're young and either you already got kids and don't want any more. And I know someone that's young, that's like probably about 8 years younger than me, who has two children and really not interested in having any more. I mean, hey, that's great. You got your two kids, but listen, you want to be over here with me. I don't have any.
Right.
So if I decide that I want to have a kid and you're like, no, I don't want one, that's a problem for me.
Right.
There's another guy that's probably, I think he's maybe 5 or 6 years younger than me. And he's at a space where he feels like his life is just kicking off the ground career-wise and just trying to make some things happen for himself, which is commendable, but he's very adamant about not having kids right now. And it's like, okay, but you have enough time to decide that. I don't.
Right.
So it's like, how do you balance your expectations as a woman? And I'm not just speaking specifically about me, but just any woman that is in our age bracket or is of a certain age, not just with kids, but just about things, period. When you have a certain level of expectation and you're dealing with someone who's not working on the same timetable as you.
Right.
Because you're not in the same age bracket. So someone that's, to me, in my mind, that's 10 years younger than me, they have time to do the things that I'm on the tail end of.
Right.
And so when I think about being serious with someone, it's kind of hard for me to take someone serious. That's that gap younger than me, because I'm like, how are you going to meet my expectations? Well, the same thing can be said. My friend said to me, well, the same thing can be said about an older guy. If you'll date someone 10 years older than you, what if they've already had their kids are grown, and they don't want any more kids?
Right. They got kids and grandkids. Anyway.
Right. They got kids and grandkids, and here you come. I said, well, again, we're at an impasse. Right. So those are the things that I look at when I'm talking to a person in general, because there's a guy that was older than me, that had been married, who had 4 children with his wife, got a divorce. You know, it just was one of those things. And he's like, you know, I really like you, but I raised my family and I really don't want kids. And I have to respect that. I was like, well, hell, I mean, you got 4. So
that's a lot.
What you need with my, right. What you need with my baby?
Right. I mean, so, and then if you go, I mean, you have one more and you're a family of 7, then a family of 8, like, woof. Yeah. You know, that's a lot. That's overwhelming. So, I mean, it's all, I mean, I think it's something, unfortunately, we're at that age where we have to think about it from either perspective.
Right.
Because you could meet somebody that's 21 that had already had 2 kids, whatever their situation is. You could meet somebody that's 45 that was already married for 10 years with 3 kids. But, and you have to decide what
it is you want with that person. But I find it more difficult.
Right.
I find it more difficult sometimes to get over that age gap. That's just me personally.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I know both sides of the coin. I know there's some pros and cons on both ends, but it's so hard. I'm like, all I see is age. And I try to look past that because I don't want to overlook someone that, you know, could potentially be a good person, but it's all I see is your age. Like, all I see is 30.
Yeah.
Like, all I see is 29. All I see is 27. And it's like, yo. And then when I think about what I was doing at that age, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm an old lady. Right. You know? And I'm like, I don't know if y'all watch. Y'all watch Queen Sugar?
Yeah.
We about to be Vi in Hollywood.
Yes,
Now, don't get me wrong. The way that Hollywood adores Vi, I would give it all to get somebody that adores me the way that Hollywood adores Vi. But I look at, that's a prime example. Vi is, Hollywood wants kids, and it's hard for him to deny that that's what he wants. But he loves her so much, he's willing to forego that. Look at Tammy Roman and her husband. He has no children of his own. She has 2 grown daughters. And there's such an age gap that that's something she can't give him. I'm like, I don't want to be in that situation with someone who looks at me now.
She could give it to him, but at what cost? Because unfortunately, also at this age bracket, we are classified as geriatric pregnancy and all that.
So, well, the last I heard, she was looking into surrogacy, but that was the last.
But
I
see,
heard.
Well, here come the next part, because see, Sean Money ain't that long,
right?
Yeah, Sean Money not that long.
I ain't win a lot of it.
So,
yet, so.
Exactly. Yeah. So what happens when you find a young guy that he really likes you that much, and at the time it's like he likes you so much, he wants to be with you so badly that he's like, oh, I'm not worried about that. We're good on that. I don't need that. I just need you. And then the years go on, and he's like, Dad, I sat here with this old lady and her eggs all dried up and I thought I didn't want no kids.
I mean, and even for you to have somebody to carry on whatever legacy you have to carry, your genes and your whatever. So, you know, even if it's not biologically carrying on your genes, do you adopt? Do you foster? Do you have, you know, what do you have so that, you know, some people don't want families, and that's fine too, but there are people that do, so what is your compromise?
And then the next part I used to think about, like, man, here you are, you like 27 to 30, right? And then your friends are 27 to 30, some of them might be like 26. Like, how am I hanging with, you know, it's just so many things I started to think about. It's like, yo, you really young. I don't like it.
If I go out with you, well, and your friends are 26, 27, what do I have in common with your social circle?
Nothing.
Like, you know, like all his friends were a little bit older, so it was okay.
The question is, okay, you can't judge this person because you don't know what their social circle is. This person might hang out with older guys.
Yeah, that is true too.
Then I'm gonna be like, why are you hanging out? So then I'm gonna feel like, why are you hanging out with these old people? That's why you're attracted to me, because your mind's
old. That might be part of it. Is that they're mature or they're an old soul or whatever. Right. Like it's just a lot of scenarios, but off the bat, age does make you pause, make you take
it
a pause.
It does. It's not so just the number.
It's not a, like, it's not that it's not going to go anywhere, but you will look at somebody and be like, okay, wait a minute, boo. Like, you're 30 and I'm 40 and this might not work. Right. But it might work too,
But it's always the people, it's always the person.
How quickly do you get to the other phases in the relationship once you've realized your age difference? You know, like, do you pursue it or do you go out on any date? It's just a lot. I understand.
It is, and it's always the person that's the younger person between the two that always says age doesn't matter.
Age ain't nothing but a number. It's just state of mind.
Yeah, whatever.
You so young. I'll be talking to you about my arthritis and then you be
right. Okay, or you want me to be, or you be wanting me to
get
do
you some big gay, okay?
You know,
he gonna be the one go get you some big gay. He gonna be the one to get your diapers and everything.
Hey, that's what he's gonna have to do.
He gonna be cleaning your dentures with the fixer and all that.
We gonna end it here.
Cream of wheat in the morning.
I like cream of wheat for dinner.
I ain't on one none of that. Listen, we gonna end it right here. If you out there listening to this podcast, if you are in my age range, and I mean range within a 2 to 3 year radius on the front or the back, that's what I'm looking for. Hit Cousin Sean.
Y'all gonna be sitting on the porch.
You can hit her up on Facebook.
You can hit me on Facebook. Excuse me.
Our Gmail is your favorite cousin.
Thank you.
I will gladly forward any of your emails. Please and thanks. You are a single man. I will
Sean is
30
something.
Right on
Sean,
over. Okay.
Excuse me. I can do my own plug. Thank you, Callie. So listen. I am 30. I just turned 38.
Oh,
so if you are 2 or 3 years in the radius on the front or the back end, and you live within a reasonable driving distance of the Washington, D.C. area, hit your favorite cousins at gmail.com, or you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook. And that's that.
Love connection on the podcast.
Y'all
that's
are crazy.
That's how we do with the love connection. And if you decide to be a younger one, she does play Pacino on the porch. She plays bingo on the porch. She might even play pinochle on the porch.
If you're a younger one and you got your life together, you got a master's degree or a doctorate or something like that. If you got an MD or a JD after your name, we might be able to talk. Okay.
If you got a
dentist, you a DO,
you got a DDS, hit me.
Yes. We might. You got a PhD. Okay. We might be able to. I might be able to put in a plug for you. Just make sure you email yourfavoritecousins@gmail.com.
That part.
And I will go through first and weed them out, and then I'll forward them over to. But, you know, it might be some exceptions to the rule if you got the right stuff after your name, all right? So
it might be. Yeah.
Well, listen. The only exception I need is if your grandfather is 85 and on his deathbed, send him my way, okay?
Ooh!
I will push him around the lawn and go shopping with his credit card, okay? That's all I need.
Okay, Anna Nicole.
She did it the best. She knew what to do. Push him on the lawn, make sure she's in the will, and then she goes shopping. Yes, ma'am. She did it correctly. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
That didn't get her very much, but yeah.
Not much at all, right?
She ended up off her rocker big time.
She played that game well. Speaking of games, we're going to play a little game tonight, ladies.
Yeah.
So, tonight, we are going to play Which Cousin Is Most Likely? So we have 20 questions, and we're going to go around, and each cousin is going to pick a number between 1 and 20. And we're going to ask, which cousin do you think is most likely to do whatever the question is?
Okay.
So which cousin would like to start by picking a number?
I'll pick a number.
Okay. Which number would you like to pick between 1 and 20?
Let me pick number 5.
Number 5. Okay. So which cousin do you think is most likely to laugh when someone falls or trips?
I'm going to have to say Cousin Nye.
Yes, seriously.
Yes, definitely you. Definitely you.
What you mean, though?
Definitely you.
I'm not that insensitive.
You are very. Definitely you. That is definitely you. Next question, please.
Oh, damn. I can't even get a...
No explanation needed.
I second that emotion.
We know who you are.
Okay, you know what? Okay, go ahead, Lee. Okay, I'll take it.
Number 12.
Number 12. Okay. Which cousin do you think is most likely to be laughing during the pastor's sermon?
I don't know. That's really? It depends. So yeah, I don't know. It really depends on what's he talking about. I don't know. I'm good for laughing. But here's the thing. So my mother is a preacher, so she's good for catching my eye while she's sitting on the pulpit and looking at me. Then I start laughing. Then she start laughing, and then we both laughing, but she's sitting behind the preacher laughing, and I'm sitting in the audience laughing. So it could potentially be me, but my mother's involved, because we're really good for that, because she can see out in the audience. So it might be me.
Oh, Lord. Oh, goodness. Go ahead. All right. Next number?
Okay.
I'm going to say, was it me or you?
You got one. Okay.
I'm gonna pick number 15.
Okay.
Which cousin is most likely to slash their significant other's tires?
Woo! You.
Wait.
Slashy, slashy, slashy. Sugar in the tank. Slash the four tires.
Nah.
Maybe take a couple bolts and nuts out the wheels and stuff. Take a hubcap. Key the car.
Jesus.
Whatever.
Bust the windows out.
Exactly. Put a brick right through the windshield. She'll go Jasmine Sullivan on you in a heartbeat.
Oh, wow. Dang, nah.
Yeah, I'm sitting here.
Just plead the fifth. Go ahead and plead the fifth.
You know what? I might have to call my lawyer. To anybody listening to this podcast, I did not do that.
Yes.
Unless you have me on video, that was not me. Okay?
Okay.
So, it is now on chat.
Okay, let's go with number one.
Number one. Okay, which cousin is most likely to get a speeding ticket?
I don't know.
I'm probably going to have to say myself.
Okay,
yeah. Speed demon.
Yeah, because I was there. I was hitting it today coming back from Charlotte. So, yeah.
Listen, I got a ticket on the way to your house when we did your little housewarming.
Oh,
but I got away with a warning. But I was just, I was like, officer, I'm just going with the flow of traffic.
You know what? I think we all got out of the
Okay, yeah. Ma'am. Well, you was going He said you was going 75. If you had been going 70, 76 or 77, I would have had to give you a ticket with points. I was like, okay, Sheriff, thank you very much. Like, just let me go. But I was cruising. Lord. I was going down 301, heading south, just with the flow of traffic. Like, but I mean, he caught me going 75. But I know I was going 85, 90 with the windows down, music blasting. Like, you can't catch me in my little sports car.
Well, let me find out. Maybe it's you then.
I got out of it. I've gotten pulled over, but I've never gotten a speeding ticket. I always put my little sad face on.
And oh yeah, I've had my share. Before.
Shed a tear, and you know, but
yeah, the cop pulled me. Well, I'm gonna tell you, he's like, "Did you know how fast you were going?" I said, "No, sir, I didn't." He was like, "You didn't see that red light back there?" No, sir. Oh my gosh, I've never even driven down this road before. What do you mean? I didn't even see you blew right through that red light. Oh my gosh.
Like, no, sure. Well, I'm gonna tell you what, you could bust out crying in Virginia if you want to. They don't care about that.
They don't. They do not. That's what one thing my mom always tells me. She's like, you can get a ticket anywhere. Don't get a ticket in Virginia. Yes. If you do get a ticket in Virginia, pay it on the spot. Go handle it. Don't play around. That's one thing. My dad must have got a ticket in Virginia, and that's one thing she still tell me to this day. Do not get a ticket in Virginia or North Carolina. Because they do not play. She was like, follow them to the police station, pay that ticket, do whatever you need to do. Do not play around. Don't wait a week. You know, so.
Yep.
But they don't play. I've never gotten a ticket in Virginia. I always play it safe when I get there. But maybe in Maryland and D.C., I might do a little something.
Next question, please.
All right, it's one Lee.
Seven.
Okay, which cousin is most likely to still be able to pass a DUI test after 10 shots of tequila?
What?
Nikki.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like.
And although she's not on the line tonight to defend herself, I'm going to nominate her for that.
She can.
Because she can put it down.
Yeah. She got that. You know, she drink like a sailor, but she's not a sailor.
Well, kind of, yeah, she's in the Navy. So,
well, yeah. So that, maybe that's why she can drink like that, because she's a sailor. So.
I'm going to have to say Nikki on that one.
That's funny.
Sorry, Nick.
We love you.
That's right. All right. So
I'm
going to go with number 17. So which cousin is most likely to survive in a horror movie?
Oof. Man. I don't know. I'm hiding.
I wouldn't be there. So.
Exactly. First of all.
What movie?
I'm like Vanessa Williams in the Candyman trailer. Like,
okay, don't
say that.
Probably not.
Right? Probably not. Nobody. We don't play that. Okay? Uh-uh. As soon as they say it's a murderer, it's a something. What?
Ain't nobody ghost? Tripping over no leaves.
Listen,
over
first
here.
Of all, if you tell me it's a ghost or something and he's killing people, I'm pulling out my sage, my holy water, my crystals, whatever, my incense. I'm pulling it all out. And he's not coming near me. So I make sure I'ma do something. I'm pulling out everything. I'm calling the witches, the priests, the pastor, everybody. I will call
I'm calling the police.
Sabrina.
I'm calling everybody.
Hilda. Like we going Prudence. We getting all the witches. Like we not playing no games. Ain't no gonna be no horror movie over here. Ain't
no horror movie.
Mm-mm.
Shut down the set.
And I listen. Me and Nikki run, so y'all on your own. We definitely running right out of town.
Yeah, I definitely don't run nothing but my mouth.
No, exactly.
So, I mean,
what you mean? I'm warming up the pace and I'm driving right past y'all. Me and Nikki
gonna be running. Whatever. We gonna run right out of town. We're not playing around. Mm. Mm-hmm.
I don't run nothing by my mouth, so I guess I'm done for.
Well, you better start your car up. You better have a remote starter or something.
I won't even be there.
Right, exactly. Like, I ain't gonna play those games. Mm-mm. Y'all know black people don't be in horror movies. They the first to go.
No, LL Cool J survived.
I was just about to say
that was one movie.
He survived. He's the first black man to survive. I know Black History Month is over, but he was the first black man to survive in a horror movie.
Yeah, okay? The only, right?
I was just about to say that. I was about to say, wait a minute. I said LL was hanging there to the end now.
He sure did, mm-hmm. though. With that.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, any more?
We want to go in one more round?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so it's on Shine.
Let me have question 19.
19. Which cousin is most likely to have the most lit wedding ceremony?
Oh, gosh.
I would say not, and you know why? I'm gonna say you, because you always be sending us these little choreographed wedding videos. Like, is gonna be my wedding,
right?
And I was like, I ain't doing that,
right? Exactly. Like,
no.
She's going to be out there doing it by herself.
Yep.
I sure will.
Okay, good for you.
It's you.
I'm going to find at least 3 people to do it with me. I don't care who it is. I might have to pull my nieces in there with me.
You get your nieces.
But they're going to do it with me.
And your sister.
No, my sister ain't going to do it. No, she's not going to do it. But my nieces participate. They might be a little off key, but they'll participate. I love you, Tamaya and Janaya, but y'all might be a little, you know, uncoordinated, but they'll participate.
All right, your turn, Lee.
2.
Number 2. Which cousin is most likely to get into a bar fight?
Nadia.
What the hell?
You know what? All these questions start up to be pointed in your direction.
When I was thinking of these questions, I was trying to pick different people who they might fall under.
Listen, I am a lover, not a fighter. I will not get into a bar fight.
But you know, but wait a minute. No, hold on. Because Lee, you always quick to tell somebody you love to fight.
I do love to fight. Let me tell you.
So wait a minute.
Fight somebody in an RB. Don't play with me. And I'll beat your kids up. Don't play.
Oh, so Lee,
I fight the kids.
Okay then. Y'all talk about me, but the nanny over here talking about something she gonna fight.
Listen. Put your hands on my children. I will beat you down. Okay, they know. Oh, somebody touch you on a school bus. Wait till the bus get there. I get right on the bus. They know. They don't want me to.
You're always Lee. You're always the one that comes up first. You're always the one to come up first. You're always the one that comments first. Do you want to fight?
Thank you.
One of my Instagram friends posted a picture of his little girl, and she was making the face, the like, what you looking at face. So he was like, she started already with the what you looking at face. So I commented and I was like, ask her if she want to fight, because we can fight. He was like, yeah. She said, yeah. And I was like, I'll fight this 2-year-old. But yeah.
A 2-year-old, though.
If you could see her picture, she looked like she ready to fight. She got her head cocked to the side and her mouth open like, well, what you looking at? Like, yeah, she ready to fight already. Don't be
you put something if you write if you midget. Put anything on your social media that somebody's bothering you, anything, the first comment she always makes is, when we fighting?
Everybody knows that they like to fight.
That's what you say. That's usually a comment. Like, I like to fight.
Exactly.
So how was that question about me?
But I'm not starting no bar fight. I mean, like, if something pop off.
Well, according to you, all they got to do is look at you and you want to fight.
Depends on who they are. What you looking at? What you looking at?
She might be looking at the 27-year-old behind you.
Well, she better keep on looking. Don't look over here. Don't look over here because I throw punch you.
Ooh, see, it's you.
There you go. I just proved my point. Thank you, Your Honor. I rest my case.
Self-incriminating. Yeah, exactly. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. Case dismissed. The jury can go home.
Okay, last question.
All right. I can't answer that question.
No, go ahead. You gotta read it.
Never said nothing.
All right.
No cheating.
Which question? I'm sorry. Which cousin is most likely to start twerking when Back That Ass Up comes on?
Nikki.
She said Nikki.
Nikki. She said Nikki. That is true. I saw that video of Nikki when y'all went away. She was out there on the dance floor by herself.
There you go.
Let me tell y'all something. Nikki got them titanium Megan Thee Stallion knees.
That's
and the Sierra knees. So yeah.
She can still drop it like it's hot.
Yeah. Sorry, Nick. You got that one again.
There you go. Cash money records taking over for the 99 and the 2000.
That's funny.
Y'all look crazy.
My stomach hurts. I'm laughing at y'all so hard.
Yes. Well, ladies, it has been fun tonight.
Oh, goodness. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully you will tune in next time to our next episode of Your Favorite Cousins. Don't forget to hit us up on social media. And if you are a single man, you know what to do so that Sean can get your information.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You can email us or message us on Facebook, yourfavoritecousins@gmail.com. Have a good evening.
Good night.
Good night.